Praise the Lord. Pastor Seagin with another faith nugget. Praise God. Now, we're talking about getting the word rooted in you and how important it is to get the word rooted in you. Now, Jesus taught us this is a critical time, an absolute critical time, because if Satan cannot steal the word from you, he's going to bring affliction, persecution, and tribulation against your life to discourage you, to distract you, to pressure you to give up on the word, to give up on the word. Now, these things don't come because you sin. They come because you have a word from God. They come against your life because you have a word from God. And it is absolutely critical that you know, understand, praise God, that you gotta get this word rooted in you. Praise God. Get it in your heart where the word begin to grow in you and work on bringing forth your harvest. So Jesus says persecution. So people are going to start talking about you. People are going to start separating themselves from you. People are going to start thinking you crazy, or you going to extreme, or, you know, all of these type of things. That's the persecution part. The other part is the affliction. You know, sometimes your body comes under attack. Different things begin to happen. Why? Because Satan has to what? He got to do everything he can to stop you from getting this word rooted in you. The other thing, tribulation. The refrigerator may break down. May have a couple of flat tires, and you got to buy a new set of tires, or something will happen to your car. Your insurance will go up. Whatever. What's he trying to do? He's trying to get you to be discouraged, trying to distract you, trying to keep you from meditating, planting the word of God in your heart, where you get to praise God, where that word is working in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And listen, it start working on your harvest. It start working on your harvest. Amen, amen, amen. Now, this is so important. See, why? Because I see so many Christians, so many times, listen what they do. They start murmuring. They start complaining. And most of it is because they don't know what's going on. Now, please listen to this, what I'm about to say. Saints, please understand me. Affliction, persecution, tribulation arises for the word's sake, because of that word. Not because you missed it, not because you sinned, not because you did something wrong. Satan does not want you to get the word rooted in you.